What is the opposite of courage? It's not fear, it is. There are two main ways to live. It is the closest to black or white I have found in nature. Living things that have their eyes in the front. The predators that go ahead and discover, that live through risk. And prey animals, that are hunted and killed for food. Of course humans want to be very smart, so they added the categories, philanthropist and supporter, but in this BW categorization philanthropists and supporters are also prey animals. So what? You could ask, but there is something important to know here. If you don't live according to your design, your experience of yourself and your life is below what it could be. Not a full human life. Humans are designed to hunt, go for, risk for food. If you don't, you live, but not according to your design, and your life is lived out in a tiny box, and is not very different from the life of a cow, or a bunny rabbit. Although I love watching nature videos, this article will not be about brave animals that defend themselves, and predators feeding on beautiful antelope, weep, weep. It is going to be about people. Huh? Lol. And it is not going to be about bad people who prey on little boys or little girls, or big girls, or even entire groups of people. No, this article is going to be about choice. Shrinking or expanding. Living or surviving. What we have and what we choose. I remember when I discovered that the world is suffering from courage deficiency. Courage is the willingness to choose an action that has a large chance to turn out bad for you. Take a risk that can lead you to gaining something, or lead you to losing something, maybe even losing your life. I looked up the dictionary definition of courage and I dare to disagree. The dictionary pits fear against courage. They talk about fear. But I think constant jabbering about hell, about punishment, about fear is what creates a humanity that is cowardly. Directing people's attention to fear away from what is the benefit of courage and the cost of being meek. Was that intentional? I think so. I don't know much about anything, but I think religion's main purpose has been to make people cowardly, behave like prey animals. Why would they want that? To keep humanity at bay, so the few will be predators and the many will be sheep. You see, unless the definition of courage emphasizes what is on the other side of courage, a life lived well, a life you love and live fully and powerfully, no one will volunteer to be courageous. If I look at choosing between fear and courage, I will likely choose fear. But the real choice is between feeling like a person I can love, and feeling like a person I detest. And that choice is a real choice. It has a strong propeller-type energy and a strong jet engine energy. And as far as my nature is, I will always choose by the strong jet engine energy, what I don't want. I don't want a pedestrian humdrum boring insignificant life. So I choose courage. Setting up courage as choosing between two weak energies is manufactured. And you stupidly believed it. You've been thinking what you are told. In my experience what people want, the much-touted desire is a weak energy. But fear is a stronger energy than desire. So people choose what is stronger. They choose fear and with it a life they are not proud of. And a cowardly humanity. And the result is an 8 billion people strong humanity, people who are not proud of who they are. People who don't live life fully. Religion has been a big weapon to lower humans. Another weapon has been positive thinking, or teaching that you want to avoid anything negative, unpleasant, frightening, ugly, etc. Positive thinking and the law of attraction are the dominant weapons of this conspiracy against humanity. You see, if you set your life to be directed by a weak positive, a propeller energy, weak, very weak, and a stronger negative, fear of the unpleasant, fear of life, you will be avoiding the fullness of life. The result, what they wanted is a humanity that won't accomplish anything, or not much. I read this yesterday, I think from Dr. Popper. Can't find the original. Westerners think with their stomachs. Jews think with their hearts. And Muslims think what they are told. You can see that thinking with your stomach will take you to a meal. Overeating can kill you, so your appetite or hunger is easy to fulfill, no courage needed, not a big deal. If you are a Jew or fancy that you think with your heart, ditto. A smile, a little sunshine, and you got what you wanted. Your propeller didn't take you far. And if you are a Muslim or act like one, those that tell you what to think are not your friends. But you will believe what they say. And act accordingly. And if you look, in essence we have roughly 8 billion Muslims. And it has nothing to do with Islam or Allah or anything like that. Is the fact that women in Iran are refusing to think what they've been told to think a good sign that humanity is taking on being human instead of sheep? If it is only about headscarves, long hair, I don't think so. If it were about the right to get an education. Maybe. But it isn't. And yet, It took courage, enormous courage. Now, can you change humanity? No, you can't. The powers that be are against it. And maybe you can, but not directly. Start with yourself. But you can change what you choose by looking at the choices differently. But what about the fear, Sophie? Don't forget about the fear. When you choose to move away from a detestable, humdrum, boring, tedious, non-human life, you choose a life worth living with the fear included. Because you are choosing the jet engine energy to propel you, you can include the fear. Instead of allowing, even choosing the fear to keep you down, keep you boring and bored. Really? And it is all in the words. Humans live through words, so choose them wisely. You choose small words, you'll live a small life. It's nobody's fault. It is what you chose. By choosing the words. But you can choose different words and use them to propel you higher, propel you towards a life you can love. Can you do it? Stoke the flames of hate. The hate of a small, insignificant, boring, narrow life. Hate of a life where you can't win, can't lose, just vegetate. You heard it right. Hate is a powerful jet engine. Use it. And you positive thinkers. I feel sorry for you. I have never known anyone who liberated themselves from it. You'll continue living a life that doesn't need, doesn't use any of you. So you'll continue being a walking dead. I hope you like it. And although it hasn't been done, at least I don't know about it, it can be done. You see, positive thinking, being told what to think, have atrophied your human abilities. But you can relearn them, activate them through exercises you can perform regularly and correctly too. 1. Focus your thoughts. 2. Develop your will. 3. Gain self-control over the expression of emotions. 4. Attitude towards positives, aka find the sun behind the clouds. 5. Impartiality of judgment and the ability to change perspectives for the sake of objectivity. These are the 5 basic teaching exercises that if you perform them correctly and regularly will awaken the atrophied human capacities that are missing for you to live a life suitable for a human. And there are a ton of more advanced than basic exercises in the book we are planning. We are working on turning a book into an exercise book, a self-development book of exercises that can take you all the way to the promised land. The promised land is living a life you love, a life you live powerfully. It may include money, success, health, love, but it's not about that. It is a framework. The essence of the kind of life, the essence of the kind of person you can be, and be happy. At this stage, I am asking for your support. If you are able and willing to support this effort financially, then I ask for your financial support. Thank you for all the people who already have. I don't take your contribution lightly. And if you are able and willing to do work, transcribing, comparing the audiobook with the text, or even just testing out the basic exercises with me and the group, then please let me know. I'd love to include you in the we. You have the option to get the rough English translation of the Hungarian book, and the audiobook in English in the cart for a buck. If and when the book, or even just parts of it, are ready, you'll get a free copy of that. If you donate, be part of returning humanity to itself. People feel powerless. And it does seem like there is nothing you can do to make a difference. But it is an illusion. You can. Participating in this project, creating the book, managing it, distributing it, monitoring it, participating and causing your own returning to your nature are all actions you have the power to take. Will it make a difference? Yes. You can. The question is, will you?